From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Inskeep. As we've been reporting today, two suicide bombers walked into the offices of Iraq's two main Kurdish political parties and blew themselves up. At least 56 people were killed in the city of Erbil, including several leading Kurdish politicians. As many as 200 people were wounded in party offices that were crowded with guests attending celebrations of a Muslim holiday. NPR's Emily Harris traveled to Erbil and filed this report.
The Patriotic Union of Kurdistan, or PUK, opened its offices in Erbil just last year. One building is now destroyed, the tall windows gone, the facade chunks of concrete, the ceiling falling down. The bombers who blew themselves up here and at the Kurdish Democratic Party offices across town reportedly came to the Eid celebrations dressed as Muslim clerics. In any case, guards at the PUK offices say they were instructed to not search people.
Today is Eid, so the instructions that we have, that all the people, anyone passes and wants to join to the party, so let them in.
Hours after the twin explosions, relatives of the injured pushed at the gate of the emergency hospital and surgical center for war victims. There is no claim of responsibility for the attacks, but U.S. officials said either foreigners or perhaps Ansar al-Islam, an Islamic militant group based in northern Iraq, might have organized them. Kawa Bukharim Sherwani was waiting in the rain to see his cousin. He speculated on who did this and why.
I think this explosion is a message from terrorists to us as Kurdish people. They say if you want independence or if you want federalism, we will not give you anything. It is terrorists from neighboring countries, Arabic, Turkish. It's a message for us as Kurdish people.
Inside the hospital are the bodies of 25 people killed in the attacks and nearly 60 wounded. In one ward, more than a dozen men with bandaged feet, hands, or heads lie under warm blankets. Zanir Mohammed Qadar is an active member of the Kurdistan Democratic Party. He was standing in the receiving line when the explosion happened and escaped with a wounded leg. The KDP leadership was especially hard hit. The provincial governor, deputy governor, and deputy prime minister were all killed, as well as other provincial ministers. But Qadar believes this will strengthen his party.
I think that nothing will happen for KDP. He said we have been giving martyrs from 1946. And nothing happened to KDP. So we will still go on this way. And KDP have many efficient members and still go on.
The military commander of the other party, the PUK, was also reported dead. Iraq's two Kurdish parties were deadly rivals for years, but fought together with the U.S. to overthrow Saddam Hussein. Now Kurds want to keep as much autonomy as possible under Iraq's emerging government, or even gain more. There is concern today's attack could strengthen the hand of those pushing for independence from Iraq. One man in the hospital was burned all over, his mustache charred on his raw and swollen face. It was hard for him to breathe, but he managed to say a few things. Unity of Kurdistan came out most clearly. Emily Harris, NPR News, Erbil.